All right, listeners, ready for another deep dive? We asked you for some interesting higher ed news, and you definitely delivered. Those excerpts you sent from Inside Higher Ed, the ones about university presidents meeting with the media. Yeah, yep. This is some really interesting stuff. I mean, we're getting like a behind-the-scenes look at how higher ed leaders try to, you know, shape the narrative about their institution.
Oh, it is fascinating. Yeah, it's like a glimpse behind the curtain. You know, we usually think of university presidents as these like larger than life figures, but in these meetings, they're just sitting down with journalists trying to manage their image, just like anyone else would.
It's kind of wild to think about it that way. Like, even the presidents of the Ivy League need to work on their public image, right?
Exactly. It really shows how much the media landscape has changed. Even for those top-tier institutions that were once considered, you know, untouchable, today, reputation management is just critical for every university, no matter how prestigious.
So it's not just about getting good press. It's about something bigger.
It is. It's about recognizing that the media plays a huge role in shaping public perception, and that perception can impact everything. Enrollment funding, policy decisions, you name it.
Makes sense. So, okay, they want to meet with journalists, but the article mentions these meetings are off the record. Why all the secrecy?
Well, that's where the strategy comes in. By making these conversations confidential, it allows both sides to be more candid. Presidents can talk freely about their concerns and challenges without worrying about ending up in some negative headline. And journalists get a more authentic, unfiltered perspective.
Yeah, I get that. But doesn't that make it harder for Inside Higher Ed to actually report on anything? Like, if everything's off the record, what's the point of even having the meeting?
That's what makes this so interesting. The article suggests that these off-the-record conversations can actually have a pretty big impact on how higher ed is covered. Think about it. These presidents aren't just sharing stories. They're talking about their vision for the future of higher education, the trends they see, the challenges they face, even the new ideas they're exploring. And while those conversations might not lead to direct quotes, they can definitely shape the way Inside Higher Ed frames their articles, the questions they ask, the topics they focus on.
So like they're planting seeds for future stories.
Exactly.
Wow. So these meetings are about way more than just getting your name in the paper. It's about shaping the conversation about higher education as a whole.
You got it.
Okay. The article also had some advice for presidents during these meetings. And one thing that stood out to me was the emphasis on being candid and avoiding those like prepackaged pitches.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Nobody wants to hear a bunch of talking points anymore. Journalists and honestly, the public, they want authenticity. They want to see that you're a real person.
So ditch the script and just be yourself.
Pretty much.
Easier said than done though, right?
It definitely takes practice, but the payoff can be huge. Think about some of the most effective leaders out there. They're not afraid to admit mistakes or show their emotions. That's what makes them relatable and trustworthy.
But isn't there a risk in being too candid with the media? Couldn't that backfire and hurt the school's reputation?
It's definitely a balancing act. But remember, these conversations are off the record. It creates a safe space for presidents to be more open without fearing immediate backlash. And in the long run, being transparent is usually the best way to protect your reputation.
So it's about finding that balance between being authentic and strategic.
Exactly. And the advice in this article actually gets really specific. It talks about how different types of institutions can tailor their message for different audiences.
Oh, that's interesting. So what kind of tailored advice are we talking about?
Well, for those small private colleges, the article suggests almost like a rip the Band-Aid off approach. Just be upfront about the challenges they're facing, you know, like shrinking endowments or declining enrollment.
Really? That seems a little counterintuitive, doesn't it? Wouldn't you want to focus on the positives?
It's about managing expectations. The journalists who cover higher ed, especially at Inside Higher Ed, they already know about the problems these colleges are facing. Trying to pretend everything is fine just makes you look out of touch.
So basically just own the struggle.
Exactly. Acknowledge the difficulties and then show them what makes your school unique. Maybe it's a specialized program or a strong sense of community. By being honest about the challenges, those strengths stand out even more.
It's like you're saying, yeah, things are tough, but we're still fighting. And here's why we're worth saving.
Exactly. It also ties into that bigger conversation about the value of a liberal arts education. By highlighting their unique contributions, small colleges are saying, hey, we're not just some struggling institution. We're a vital part of this larger ecosystem.
Okay, that makes sense for small colleges.
Yeah.
But what about those big state schools, the regional comprehensives?
For them, the article emphasizes their role as economic engines. These universities have a huge impact on their local communities through workforce training, research partnerships. Just by their sheer size, they employ thousands of people.
So it's less about prestige and more about practical impact.
Right. They don't need to compete with the Ivy League on a national level. Their story is about serving their region, providing opportunities, boosting the local economy. That's a message that resonates with both local and national media.
Wow, it's amazing how different schools need such different communication strategies.
It is, and there's even more to it than that. The article also talks about how presidents can use these meetings to learn about the media landscape itself.
So it's a two-way street. It's not just about getting your message out, but also learning from the journalists.
Exactly. Presidents are actually encouraged to come prepared with questions for the inside higher ed editors. They can ask things like, what trends are you seeing? What are your readers most concerned about? What stories are you working on?
It's like they're using inside higher ed as a resource to benefit their own institutions.
That's a great way to put it. And it highlights a really important point about communication in general. The best communicators are also active listeners. They ask thoughtful questions, try to understand different perspectives.
That's a great takeaway. It's not just about talking. It's about having a real dialogue. Okay, so we've talked about being candid, asking good questions. What other advice did you find in the article?
Well, the article talks a lot about the importance of storytelling. In today's world, we're just bombarded with information all the time. Facts and figures alone don't really grab people's attention.
True. Nobody wants to sit through a data dump.
Exactly. But a good story. That can bring even the most complicated topic to life. The article suggests that presidents should be ready to share stories about their students, their faculty, their research. Help people understand what makes their institution special.
You mean like that story about Doug Lederman having a totally outdated view of a certain student body, and the president missed the chance to correct him?
That's a perfect example of a missed opportunity. Instead of just correcting the facts, the president could have told a story about how the student body had changed, how diverse it is now, the incredible things they're doing.
So don't just tell them, show them.
Exactly. A good story creates an emotional connection. It stays with people long after they've forgotten the facts.
Instead of saying we're committed to diversity, you tell a story about a first-generation student who overcame huge obstacles to graduate, and now they're out there changing the world.
Now that's a story people will remember.
Okay, so we've talked about being candid, asking good questions, telling good stories. Is there anything else we should mention from these excerpts?
There's one more thing, and it might be the most important piece of advice in the whole article.
All right, so we're wrapping up our deep dive into this Inside Higher Ed article, and you're saying there's one last piece of advice that's the most important.
Well, it's more like a theme that runs through the whole article. It's this idea of building relationships with journalists.
Oh, okay. Keep the media on your good side. Classic PR.
It's a little more than that. The article suggests that by building these strong relationships, university presidents can actually shape how the public understands higher education.
Wait, really? Shaping the entire narrative? Isn't that a little ambitious?
Think about it. Journalists are constantly trying to make sense of these really complex issues. And by having these open and honest conversations, university presidents can offer a unique perspective, provide context, you know, help journalists see the bigger picture.
So it's less about pushing a specific agenda and more about helping people understand the complexities of higher education.
Exactly.
Instead of just reacting to headlines, you're shaping the conversation before it even starts.
Got it.
That's a pretty powerful idea.
And this actually applies to way more than just media relations. It's about building relationships with key influencers in any field.
Makes sense.
Whether you're a scientist trying to explain your research or a business leader launching a new product, having those strong relationships can make all the difference.
So it's all about the long game, building trust, becoming a go-to source for information.
And it's not just about talking at people. It's about asking questions, seeking feedback, being open to different viewpoints.
Like we talked about earlier, presidents should use these meetings as a chance to learn from the editors at Inside Higher Ed.
Right. It shows you're willing to listen and learn, which is huge for building credibility.
Yeah. It all comes back to that idea that the best communicators are also the best listeners.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
Communication is about so much more than just getting your message out there. It's about building relationships, fostering understanding, shaping the narrative around the things that matter most to you.
It's about being strategic, being authentic, and telling a good story.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive. A huge thank you to you for walking us through all this. And to our listeners, thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
Don't forget to check out Inside Higher Ed for more great coverage of higher education. And until next time, keep those minds curious, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.